ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. As I always say, I'm Team Dede Sai's Vishu, and so happy to be with you on this beautiful first week of February 2019. Lots of wonderful things planned in this month in Prashanti Nilayam. The Mass Upanayanam is going to happen this weekend. The Chinese New Year is coming up. We see a lot of foreigners here. Everyone is trying to see which is the slot in Prashanti Nilayam calendar which is free. Let's take that slot. Let's capture that. Let's have our moment with Swami, being with Swami in Prashanti Nilayam. Yesterday I was talking to so many devotees from Hong Kong, and I listened to their stories about how someone said, I had never ever thought that I will step into this space, and this lady, she's come all the way from Mexico, and for the first time she's here in Prashanti Nilayam, and she says, I am home. I am home. It is like I am in a beautiful spiritual retreat. I don't want to leave Sai Kulwant Hall. There is something there which just pulls me. So that is how Prashanti Nilayam is for those who are here, for those who keep coming. But this is the bottom line. Prashanti Nilayam is the home for you, for me, for everyone, wherever they are. And even as these beautiful things are happening in Prashanti Nilayam, there is a lovely event going to happen in Vrindavan in the month of June in this year 2019, and it is the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Vrindavan campus on June 9th, 2019. And if you are following this series Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, if you are following this program, you would have heard episodes of our series Learning with Love in Vrindavan. And we, in this series, are trying to share with you the history of Vrindavan, the genesis of Vrindavan, the way the ashram came into being in this metropolitan city of Bengaluru way back in the 60s, and how Bhagwan started his college there in June 1969, and how from then on, for 10 years, that was the only college, men's college, that Swami had, apart from starting the women's college, which Bhagwan started in 1968, 1 year before the men's college in 1969. But during these years of 1969 to 1979, Bhagwan spent almost 75% of his time in Vrindavan. Those were the years when Bhagwan was shaping the hearts and minds of the young ones who stepped into his fold. And later on, the college in Prashanti Nilayam started in 1979, and then the university came into being in 1981. So what happened in those 10 years are the years which laid the foundation for the Sri Sathya Sai system of integral education. What was happening in the Anandpur and what was happening in Vrindavan, and Vrindavan completes its 50 years. And we started this series in June 2018 in Radio Sai, in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, to share with you the history, to share with you the way Bhagwan chose his beloved ones to shape them, the way he set up this modern Gurukula to recreate young minds and set them up to take on the society in a new light, to create enlightened citizens, to create people who believe in the path of love, to create hearts who have that metal in them to take the leap of faith, to walk on the path of dharma. So that is how Bhagwan started this beautiful education mission. And in the previous episodes, I think we have had more than 9 episodes, and we shared with you various stories of how the ashram came into being, the Vrindavan College came into being, the inauguration of the college, the formative years of the college, and how the different hostel routine, the different parts of the routine came into being. And today we will continue this discussion. I have had the chance to talk to many students who had the opportunity to join Bhagavan's College in those years, in the early 70s. So today we will go back in time to some of those beautiful interactions with Bhagavan and the deep lessons therein. We will go back to the Vrindavan that Swami has recreated in the modern context.
Vrindavan Sanchari Shyam Gopala.
So let's go back to that Vrindavan, that the same Krishna when he came down as Sai Krishna recreated, and let us get a feel of how it was in those days. I've had the chance to converse with brothers Naveen Patel and Kiran Patel, who joined Bhagavan's College in those early years of Vrindavan, and in that discussion also were Mr. Sridhar and Dr. T. Ravi Kumar. Dr. T. Ravi Kumar is the warden of the Vrindavan campus now, and Mr. Sridhar lives in Prashantinilayam after serving as the manager of Syndicate Bank, and he also served in Prashantinilayam in the bank in Puttaparthi. So all of them so passionately, so devotedly recall those beautiful time that they spent in those formative years of the college. So here is an excerpt of a little conversation from that I had with brothers Naveen Patel, Kiran Patel, Mr. Sridhar and Dr. T. Ravi Kumar. And I'm going to play many more clips like this in today's session. Small, small snippets of the beautiful saga of love that shaped young minds and hearts in Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan, basically, as I said, this was a Gurukula system, I think. Mm. Even though Swami had his own bungalow,
mm.
and we had our hostel. But hostel and the bungalow, one integrated part of the whole of the Vrindavan campus.
Mm.
It wasn't separate entirety,
mm.
such that, you know, it wasn't such that we could not go into Vrindavan where Swami was in the bungalow. And all this sort of thing. And Swami also took it upon himself to walk to us anytime.
So the hostel was an extension of the bungalow, and
this is it. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the bungalow was an extension of the hostel.
Yes, yes, yes. Very much true.
Before the college hours or after the college hours, always we'll be inside the Vrindavan, that is Swami's bungalow only.
Bungalow around. Yeah.
We'll be just but circling around there.
So students had this liberty from Swami that they could actually walk in anytime they wanted.
Wow.
Right? And I can recollect a lot of things used to happen. This so-called safe room.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yeah, it was a room where a big safe.
Godrej, double door, massive safe.
Okay.
And that is where Swami, invariably, as soon as he's finished with the guests who were still there, standing in the lobby, next to this safe room, or when Swami finished all his interviews, he would just come and just relax effectively here. And that's the time that boys would be around and they would all pounce on Swami, literally, because everybody wants to grab that little finger of Swami on the feet so they can press Swami's feet, So those things used to happen. And further, Swami used to sort of tear letters, used to open them to read. And then suddenly he would pull another letter and say, okay, what do you think there is in this? And none of us would know about it. And then Swami actually would open. If there are six students, he'll open and there are six notes, rupees notes.
Oh.
And he would just give them away,
I remember one story where I was sitting outside and one devotee, he doesn't know to write, he dictated the letter. I wrote the letter for Swami. Then, and the cover, I know that was a decorated cover. And Swami took the letter from him in the, Sairam shed.
Okay.
Then when we were sitting inside Swami's bungalow, Swami sitting amongst us and he was reading the letters. So this particular letter I could identify.
Okay.
He just opened it, read it, again closed it and threw it to one of the students. I was just thinking, how is it Swami said throwing that personal letter of somebody to the students? And when he opened the letter, it was a greeting. The same letter which I wrote has turned into a greeting for that boy, that son.
Oh, greeting card.
Greeting card.
Oh. Amazing.
Because all the other letters are ordinary white papers, but this was a colored one which I myself wrote the letter and gave it. And after when I came out, then I met the devotee. I told this incident, Swami read your letter, but when he threw the letter, it became a greeting card.
He must have been thrilled.
Wow. So happy.
I think every day when you are sitting with Swami, something or other would happen.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely. Yes.
If only we had maintained a diary.
That is what I am regretting now.
Yeah. At times, I tried making a diary out of it. But then, things were happening so fast.
So fast, saying, no time.
Would you want to see Swami doing these things rather than keep writing, and you losing the sight? You know, you are there to see these things.
Yes.
So forget about the diary. Just observe what is going on and take the effulgence, take the bliss from there rather than write it. And in the evening, tried writing it, but at times, you know, you tend to forget it. And,
And the schedule was hectic, isn't it?
Schedule was hectic. But every moment was a bliss moment. It's a beautiful moment.
So every moment was a bliss moment, as Brother Naveen said, and you had Mr. Sridhar narrate that beautiful instance of how Swami converted a letter into a greeting card. And as this mentioned, their schedule was hectic because Swami was involved in every part of their daily life and living. In fact, in the earlier episodes of this series, I shared with you how the prayer session started, how Suprabhatam started, how jogging started, how darshan sessions for the students started, how Swami used to visit the hostel. We talked about the different self-reliance activities that started, how the school prayer, college prayer started, how Swami used to come for the moral class sessions and so on. And Brothers Naveen and Kiran and Sridhar and Ravi Kumar, sir, they have shared many more such instances. In fact, how Swami took keen interest in everybody's academic process. So let me share with you some more of these reminiscences of how Bhagwan was guiding each student to ensure that they grow in every dimension of their personality.
So going back to the college days, you know, Brother Naveen, you started off talking about the routine and
yes.
how in the morning, you know, Swami's after Suprabhatam, he used to send you all out for a run and then used
yes.
to have your shower. And then you used to go for Bhagwan's darshan, right, before the college starts.
No, no, that was too early. Because if Bhagwan is not there, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
So Swami had laid out this thing that, you know, Vrindavan is such a big place, beautiful trees and all that, very silent places. Go and under one of the trees and study, just browse through what you are going to study today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, briefly, sort of look at what you are going to be studying.
Mm-hmm.
Not try to study it in deeply,
mm-hmm.
because your lecturer will be lecturing on those things. So when he lectures, you would grasp that
mm-hmm.
very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done that, in the evening, when you come back from the colleges, from your lectures, in the evening, again, do the same thing. But now you will grasp whatever has been taught to you properly.
Mm-hmm.
And you will understand it better, and your memory will capture this properly in you.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you don't have to study it like near to the exams. You don't have to burn the midnight lamp, as what mm-hmm. they say. And Swami's exact words, this is the formula you use, and I promise you, you will never fail the exams. So, just ruminate over what's happened during the daytime, what you've studied in the evening, and close the chapter. Come near to the exam time, you don't have to. Just briefly go through your lecture notes.
Mm.
Briefly go through your lecture notes, rather than try to cram and vomit all that in your exam papers. These are exact words,
wow.
you know, vomit in the papers. So, because sometimes you would have studied so much, crammed it so much, and what the question has been asked, you would misinterpret it and write something completely wrong and get the whole thing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that, if you do this way, understand it properly,
mm-hmm.
and then you would be okay for the exams papers.
Mm-hmm.
And believe you or not, we all passed that
not
way.
Not only passed. I mean, by we used to get so many university ranks.
Distinctions, yes, of course, not
used to come in the front page, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would like to narrate
to Bangalore University.
Yeah, University.
So the ranks like and all that, it has been announced in the papers, no?
For
Satya Sai College.
Yes.
And devotees used to feel so thrilled, you know.
I would like
ranks in commerce.
I'd like to narrate an incident about this sort of things that Swami's formula of how to study. 1974. Summer course time. As usual, I was busy with the PA systems and all that sort of thing. But most of the other exams were finished, you know, theory exams were finished. Most of the other students' exams, theory and practicals, were done. For me, I think one or two exams were not finished, practical terms. But the summer course had already started. But I was busy with the summer course duties, you know, PA systems and lightings and all this thing. So once, what happened was that I went into the bungalow to get, I don't know, something, some equipment to do with the PA systems. And Swami was there.
Mm.
Along with Swami, other dignitaries like Dr. Gokak was there, Bhagwantam was there, and so many other people were there. So I quickly picked it up and slowly excused myself from there. From the back room, the safe room, what we call. And I was just about to go, and Swami said, "Hey, Naveen, what are you doing here?" I said, "Swami, I needed this thing, so I'm taking it. Haven't you got an exam tomorrow?" Swami is more worried about my exams than I am. I said, "Yes, Swami, but shouldn't you be studying? What are you doing now?" I said, "Swami, the formula you gave us right in the beginning, I followed that. So I did what you said, study during the daytime of that days. So now I don't need to burn this midnight oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go and do what I'm supposed to do now.
Mm-hmm.
That is more important." Huh? So Swami looked at me, and Dr. Bhagwantam and Professor Gokak looked at me. Next, they got hold of me and gave me a bit of their own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be talking to Swami in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, Swami caught me in the one of the other corridors. He said, "Did Professor Goka catch you like that?" Swami, yes. I didn't say anything, you know. I just nodded my head. "I gave you the formula. You stick by that and everything is taken care of. I take care of it because you did what your part and I take care of the rest of it." So, in other words, you know, Swami laid out this formula. Wow. So I'm putting back the onus onto Swami. So it's up to you. And in my mind, I was feeling, if I fail, that would be good. It would be an excuse for Swami not to throw me out of the hostel, so I can stay near Swami longer. One extra year. That is how I was interpreting it. But, you know, Swami's formula always works. So, you know, this is how it happened. And here I'd like to bring Kiran back into, because he had an experience of the exams times of what Swami, and the way Swami asked us to study, and he did the same, but he let him narrate his story about an exam.
I think in my case, I think Navin is probably referring to the same one. I think it was in 1974. We were sitting for a physics practical examination, and we were three students at the time from the hostel. And at that time, students had the liberty of walking to Swami's room and go and seek his blessings.
Before the exam.
Before the exams, yes.
So we all three went, and I was pretty good in my exams and always used to top up in my class and all that.
Yes.
So there's also element of pride, bit of egoism and all that comes. And we all know that that and Swami never goes together, you know. And we went up and Swami comes out after he was ready and speaks to the first boy and asks him to take the namaskaram. Same thing happens with the second boy, namaskaram again. And to me, completely ignored me.
Oh my God.
Did not say anything. And at that very moment, a thought went into my mind. I was so angry within, you know. Why did not Swami even look at me? I wish I would fail this examination. Now, this is the Lord of the universe, you have sent a prayer, right? So I just then took namaskaram and we all left.
Why did you wish to fail?
I was so angry. I was very angry to Swami.
Because he did not get Swami's pardon.
Why did not Swami not acknowledge? And anger. But then, Brother Bishu, I completely forgot about that prayer and whatever else. Once we went into the physics laboratory, got my exam paper, and it was an optical table, determination of wavelength of light. One of the most simplest, and I could have just done it like that, you know. And I said, wow, such a simple experiment. I'll just finish this quickly and walk out of my room. And the moment I start setting the experiment, everything is going wrong. No matter what I do, everything is going wrong. At that point, I'm not even thinking of Swami. This goes on for about an hour. And it's a hot day. I'm already now sweating. And at that very point, I thought to myself, what am I doing? Pray to Swami. And then I just closed for a minute my eyes and I pray to Swami, you know. And at that very moment, I start smelling vibhuti around me. And I open my eyes and I cannot see it around. And you know, in those early days, Swami used to eat this betel leaf with a chalk and that aroma of that, you know. And that smell I'm again smelling. And I'm looking around, I'm not seeing anything. And then I feel Swami is with me. I can sense Swami's omnipresence. And although I was conscious, I was at a state then, I completely forgot everything. It was only Swami and me, you know. It was like a divine romance. It is to be experienced. It is not something that one can put in on paper or describe. And this went on and on, and I was in a state of bliss at the time. Until our physics lecturer, Mr. Hegde.
M.T. Hegde.
He comes and pats me on the shoulder at the back. 15 more minutes. and I wake up out of that state. Mm. But I am so blissful. Mm. 15 minutes, what am I going to do? Mm. So I put my name nicely, class, title, take the paper and hand over. It's a blank sheet of paper. And Mr. Haggerty looks at me and says, Kiran, what have you done? I just smile and I say, sir, please ask Swami, you know. And I walk away from the laboratory. Oh. And then as I'm walking to this old hostel, a student comes to me and says, external examiner, he was one of the examiners from Bangalore University, he summons me. So I just go over to him and so he says, see, my 30 years experience, I'm considered the strictest examiners on a board in Bangalore University. I've never done this before. But I'll give you half an hour. Now this is 3 hours examination.
Practical exam.
He gives me half an hour. He says, whatever you can do, please do. And I'm very grateful to him. I says, thank you very much, sir. And I'm at that time also, I'm very grateful to Swami. I could sense that this is Swami's doing. And I go and I start setting up. It is, I touch anything, honestly, it is as though it is just setting itself up. You know, imagine a 30 minute examination to be completed in relation to a 3 hours, right? It's just happening. And I got the answer in 30 minutes, wavelength of light. I complete that and I hand over, I thank the examiner. And at that time, it really dawned on me, look at Swami's presence. I had forgotten. I had said all sorts of rubbish things. But he did not forget. And I was really, really grateful to Swami that this was only his hand. And I was just walking out of the laboratory. And a student comes running to me. I say, Swami is calling you. And I run into the ashram. And at that time, Swami had called a few devotees, because outside Vrindavan picks up few devotees. And then gave them the interview. And as soon as I reached, Swami had finished, slams open the door. You know, this is the inner door, you know, the lobby and in the old ashram. And he looks at me and he calls me and I go to him. And then he says, Dekha. These are his exact words. Dekha. With a smile, you know. His hands are like that. Dekha. Swami ka chamatkar.
Did you see Swami's chamatkar?
Did you see Swami's miracle? And then he says, understand nahi karta. At that time,
you're not understanding
I knew
what he was saying.
I knew what had happened. And I just break down. And then he said, Chesko, take namaskaram. So that was my experience. Unbelievable memories, I think.
Yes. Spellbinding.
That we take away from this great place of Vrindavan.
And transforming. You know, I think each experience, if you see, it always left every student rethink.
Yes, definitely.
About what they are doing with themselves.
Yes.
About how they are connecting with Swami.
Yes. In this, I would like to contribute some more. Invariably, for all exams, we used to take Swami's Padanamaskar. If the exam is at 10 o'clock, by 8:30, we'll be there inside. And we'll go and take Swami exam on the, then Chesko, we'll take Namaskar and rush to the thing. One such time, summer course I'm attending. 1975 summer course. And my typewriting exam is there. So all the boys are there in the auditorium. I am alone standing in the Swami's portico. Swami comes out. Hey, poleda.
You didn't go.
I told Swami, typing exam with Swami. Chesko. You know, exam is at 10 o'clock. Around 8:15, I am in Whitefield. I just had Padanamaskar and hall ticket in my pocket. Rushed to Bangalore. It takes about 1.5 hours. Exact.
Oh, this was in Bangalore?
Bangalore. Mm-hmm. So, exact, I went to the examination hall and started typing. And exact after 1 hour, I completed. Another 2 sentences I had complete. But before the paper could be picked from, you know, from the front line, he is collecting the paper from everybody. And by the time he came to me, I completed my paper. I got first class.
And how Swami helps us. Actually, for 1 month, I didn't have any practice of typing. Because typing, you know, you should have continuous practice. Otherwise, you will lose your speed. Those days, for typing, there will be two papers. One will be speed paper. Within 10 minutes, you will have to type the entire paper. And one more will be lengthy one. And Swami, because Swami blessed me, I went to Whitefield all the time, all the early morning, 5 o'clock, I left my house, went to Vrindavan, stayed waiting for Swami to come out, and Swami, Chesko, beautiful, that is the Swami's blessing. And the Swami's blessing is, I mean, anything can happen, anything can happen. And this, we had the chance of taking Namaskar for all the exams. Whether that is available now? Beautiful days, beautiful days.
This is what the sort of basic timetable that Swami had set up, that, you know, morning you have your wash and then have the study time. After the study time, at about 8 o'clock or so, we would have, and 8:30, we would have our breakfast in the canteen downstairs in our dormitory. And then we would get ready for the college. Once you have finished your lectures, midday we had our meals, and then back in the afternoon, whatever lectures that you had, you would finish those. In the evenings, again, you would have your study time. And then late evening, at about 6:30 or so, we would have our bhajans. We would have everything in our dormitory. Morning, suprabhatam, evening, bhajans. And we would have it for half an hour. And in there, many of the students were so talented, some of them could play harmoniums and tablas and all this other thing. And that's how we started with that, those early days. Even though we had very minimal amounts of equipment, that's how we started. And slowly, Swami liked many of those things. And many times he would say, why don't you have those bhajans in the bungalow itself? So Swami would call us there and we would have the bhajans there. And Swami would that time call some of the dignitaries, some of the very special guests, and we would have the bhajans there. Many times Swami would have bhajans in our dormitory. And then, as I said, you know, Swami would taste our food. And at times he would say, I'll have the meal with you. I would have the supper with you. As I said, the food had to be highest quality. And once he had the meal, Swami would not forget this. And he said, tomorrow, I'll treat you to. You come to my house. He would say, you come to my house. Such lovingly, he would say, you are going to a friend's house or something like that. And the friend then would invite you to their house. And that day, he would get the cook in Swami's bungalow, make very special dishes for us, and what we would like and all this other thing. And Swami would then, he himself would start serving us. And he would say, oh, you like this, you know, we Gujaratis, we love Gujarati sweets and all this. He would serve more to us and all this. Oh, you have not had enough, have some more, that sort of thing. The other thing I also must specify here is that South Indian, especially the food that was served in the canteen those days, was South Indian,
spicy.
Telugu, very spicy food, which we were not used to. So Swami told the cooks to tone down that hotness of the food. And the other thing is that in South India, mostly there is rice, rice and rice, everything. All the courses are rice. There's no chapati to be seen. So Swami said, oh, you boys, you like your chapatis, isn't it? To me and Anoop, and there was another boy. Because we come from Gujarat, where we got a bit of chapatis and a bit of rice as well. He said, I'll get a cook for you who can prepare chapatis for you. So we started getting chapatis those days as well. And then he said, well, we can. You don't like this idlis and everything again and again every day. Because in the morning you get up, you got idli or dosa. And then next day, same thing. And the next day, same thing. He said, once in a while, you would like to have toast, isn't it? Bread. I mean, make arrangements. Get some bread from Bangalore. Go to Nilgiri's.
Oh,
he specified, you know. Go to Nilgiri's. I mean, those days, Nilgiri's used to be Brigade Road, big thing, you know. And we arranged for that sort of thing. So Swami would look after that sort of things, our needs, you know. Once a month, we would get bread from there. bread and butter and toast it and that sort of thing. And, you know, Swami looks at every integrity of your needs, your food, and your lifestyle and all that sort of thing. Make you so homely.
If I can just interrupt, you talked about, you know, how much care Swami used to take. System at that time was very much like a Gurukula system. Students were not allowed, I can recall this, were not allowed to just freely go to Bangalore city if they wished. For example, in your case, Swami was asking you to go to the city and purchase whatever.
Yes.
If anything that we wanted, we used to give Navin a list.
Yes.
That do you mind getting something?
This shampoo or something, whatever it is.
If we had to go, we had to approach Swami and seek his permission.
Directly.
Yes. That Swami, I need to go to Bangalore city. And Swami used to ask, so why do you have to go to that? And then only Swami would permit.
Then you would give namaskar and...
Yes.
Then you need that.
Yeah, so it was something very special.
What happened? My main problem was that I didn't have a Tamil professor. So because of that only, I didn't join. But later Swami made some miracle and made me join. Now, after joining the college, after about 10 days or something like that, my St. Joseph's College Tamil professor, he meets me. Then he told, Sridhar, I'm not seeing you in St. Joseph's College. What's happening? Then I told, no, sir, I've joined Swami's college. But earlier also I wanted to join. But because Tamil professor was not there, I didn't join. But now that in case I don't join the college, I won't, throughout my lifetime, I won't have a chance of studying Swami's college. And studying Swami's college is my aim. So I thought, let me study, join the college without a Tamil professor also. No, he says, Sridhar, I'll do one thing. I'll teach you Tamil.
Oh.
15 days once, or once a week, I'll completely, whatever lessons I'm teaching St. Joseph's, I'll teach you. Then suddenly he says, why teaching you alone? I'll come and teach in your Swami's college.
Oh.
He told, you ask your principal and tell him, one Professor Balasubramaniam from St. Joseph's College, he's a Tamil professor, he would like to come and teach here. You take his permission and you just tell me. So now I enter principal, Professor Narendra's sir's cabin. Then I told, sir, I met one person. So now this Balasubramaniam, I'll tell the background. We as Balavika's boys, no? We were good singers and all that. And you know, Ravi would remember, I think, near our samiti, there used to be one Balavika's boys in the dead end. Down we used to sing bhajans in their house. Some Balavika's boys' house. We were invited by these devotees to perform bhajans in their houses because Balavika's bhajan singer boys were better singers than the elders. So myself, Ravi Kumar, we used to sing bhajans in one house. In that house, upstairs, this Professor Balasubramaniam was staying. So he has seen me singing bhajans and all that. So he told, Sridhar, you don't leave that college just because you don't have a Tamil professor. I'll teach you. This was the first sentence. Next sentence was that, I'll come and teach there. You just ask your principal permission. So now I went and told Narendra, sir, sir, one Professor Balasubramaniam would like to come and teach Tamil in our college. Then he told, Sridhar, for everything we'll ask Swami only. Without Swami's permission, I cannot give you an answer. So just give me some time. I'll ask Swami and inform you. I told, okay. So this went on. Another 1 week passed. But he didn't get a chance to talk to Swami about our Tamil professor. So one day this professor says, Tamil professor Balasubramaniam, Sridhar, I'm coming to Whitefield. So he came to Whitefield. Then I took him to principal's room. You know, the principal room was, that Kalyan Mandap is there, no? That front portion. There, and then I took professor and went inside the room and told, sir, he is so-and-so, Mr. Professor Balasubramaniam. He is the person who wants to take Tamil classes here. Then Professor Narendra told, sir, very good, please, sir, welcome here. But I didn't get any chance to ask Swami at all. So please give me some time, I will ask Swami. We were talking like this, and from the window, we could see Swami's, these volunteers getting ready for the some signs, we could see that Swami is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately Professor Narendra told, Swami is coming out, let us go and stand outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vrindavan gate, from there Swami comes from the Trai Vrindavan outside, no? Mm-hmm. Just on the pathway we are standing, mm-hmm. myself, Professor Balasubramanian and Narendra sir.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami comes directly there, straight he comes, and this professor used to wear a coat suit
and all that.
Mm-hmm. You remember? So coat suit and all that, and standing, and Swami comes straight, he comes then. Ah, you are the Tamil lecturer?
Swami tells.
Swami tells. You want to take classes here? Ah, in Tamil he's telling. Start pannungo.
Oh. Start.
So, immediately this professor, actually he is not a Sai devotee, he has never seen Swami, except that he has heard our bhajans. And fell flat on Swami's feet. Mm. He had padanamaskar and he was so happy. Then Swami went to Sai Ram shed, gave darshan, again came back. He just looked at us, smiling, he went inside. After that, you know, now present that stage is there, no? In Vrindavan, yes. Shanti Vedika is there. That time the Shanti Vedika was not there. There used to be steps there.
Mm.
There used to be steps and lots of trees will be there.
Mm.
So now what happened? This professor Balasubramanian told, we'll class this, start the class now, today itself, because Swami has given permission now.
Mm-hmm.
So, my classmate is Shankar Subramaniam.
Mm-hmm.
He is also Tamilian.
Yes.
And some more, about five of us, actually, I was BSc PCM. PCM, only seven of us were there. Mm-hmm. Rupak Chankoti was my classmate.
Mm-hmm.
And this Shankar Subramaniam is my classmate. So, Shankar Subramaniam, myself, and from the BA and BCom, some two, three students, we all gathered. Language session, I mean, for Hindi, Hindi class, they'll go to Hindi class, Telugu, Telugu, their class. So, for Tamil, we gathered, and Professor Balasubramaniam, he took us to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Pakka Gurukulam system.
So under the tree, you learn.
Under the tree, he's sitting, mm-hmm. and we all sat.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Darshan over, all public gone. Mm-hmm. It's fully empty, only college.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Swami comes out.
Oh.
Swami came out, and he comes straight to us. That time, no accompaniment. Only alone, Swami alone comes. So mm-hmm. He just walks. Straight to come, he says, ah, Professor, Tamil class start pandreengla.
You already started.
You want to start? Okay. Then he materialized Vibhuti.
Uh-huh.
And he gave to Balasubramaniam, sir. Mm-hmm. And he gave to all of us. And we took Vibhuti. All of us had padanamaskar. Mm-hmm. And our Tamil classes started. So,
this is really amazing.
Because
if you see, you did not join at that time thinking of Tamil.
Yeah.
But once you made Swami as priority, now everything else fell in place.
Some other professor also got a chance.
Yeah.
And this professor, first he told he'll come once a week or twice a week. No, he started coming every day. And the entire class, see, now PUC first year, PUC second year, first year degree, second year, everybody had the chance of learning Tamil. And this professor continued for 15 years, I think.
Yes. Beautiful.
Till 1990 or 92, he continued. And one more incident I would like to tell. Every day, after the darshan in Sai Ram shed, Swami will come inside Vrindavan. No? We boys will be standing outside. And the moment Swami enters the hall, he'll go and sit in the sofa in the entrance. Just from the entrance, we can see the sofa there. Swami will sit, no? Immediately, it's bungalow. The permission for
bungalow.
Us. Bungalow. Outside, portico will be there. In the portico, all the students will be standing.
Mm.
And moment Swami goes and sits on the sofa, we'll all jostle with each other, push each other, and rush inside and go and sit inside the room.
Mm.
And whoever gets the chance to sit near Swami will have the chance of Padseva. Then the evening session will start, and Swami will give discourse, sometimes Swami will sing. Suddenly, on the spot, he'll tell, Ravi, speak. Ravi has to speak. Like this is going on. And these professors and lecturers, they had the chance to come inside. So one such person was our professor Balasubramaniam, who is a Tamilian, Tamil lecturer. So he also, you will come and sit along the lectures, leaning to the wall. And you know, what I am trying to tell now is, after 1 year, of course this professor told, I don't want any honorarium, Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, honorarium also.
You're teaching free.
Yeah, free. He was already a professor in Tamil, I mean, St. Joseph's College, no? He says, I'm getting my salary there, government salary. I don't want anything, even the transport allowance, nothing he took.
Oh.
But after 1 year, you know, in one of the evening sessions, we are sitting inside. Suddenly, Swami calls out one student and he brings a tray. Tray full of fruits and all that. And in that, you know, I told you, Professor Balasubramanian used to wear suit. Coat. Swami is giving a suit.
Oh, material.
Material. The color which he usually has.
Oh.
Wears, no, that. And he calls, Balasubramanian, come. And then he went and had Namaskar and took the thing. And then I left the college, I joined Syndicate Bank and, and wherever he used to meet me, he will, Sridhara, enna bhagyam kurtada? What bhagyam you showed God to me here?
He used to tell me,
I told, sir, not me, sir. You came to our college to teach us. We got the bhagyam.
Yeah.
He used to cry, he used to weep. Such was the, this with a small incident that I didn't join the college. And Swami pulled me by giving interview to one more friend of mine. Then, to bring this professor, she has brought me. How Swami is... Sankalpa, Swami's plans.
You know, you came to Swami through Vishwanath.
Yeah.
And through you came Balasubramanian.
And all that is planned by Swami.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He is a sutradhari.
Yes.
So, at the right time, he will pull the strings to you.
Superb, no? 15, 20 years, one professor coming and teaching Tamil.
Spellbinding.
that started with Sridhar.
How beautiful, no? Swami's education system is student-centric.
Yes.
For the sake of the student,
yes.
Swami would get everything.
I think there will be so many stories like that, how through students, here a teacher came. Through students, the parents would have come, parents would have got transformed.
Yes. Many stories.
And through them, the one section of society would have got completely changed into something else. I know.
Swami had thought that... he has planned everything. Yes. So many students are studying without a professor.
Yes.
He brought one.
Yes. But how he did it is only, that is the sweetness of the way the divine works.
So that is the story of how the Tamil professor came to the Vrindavan campus in the early 70s. And if you have heard the story of how Mr. Sridhar came in the earlier episodes of this series, Learning with Love in Vrindavan, you would have listen to how Swami gave the chance of his divine proximity and the chance to dine with him to Sridhar's friend Vishwanath. And how when Sridhar heard the love that Swami showered on Vishwanath, Sridhar was so happy that he felt that I think we should join this college because he loves us so much. He showered you with so much love. He embraced you with love. That was the moment of transformation. That was the moment when Sridhar decided that I am going to become a student of Bhagavan. So as you are saying, it was Vishwanath who brought Sridhar, and through Sridhar now came the Tamil professor for the Vrindavan campus who continued to serve Bhagavan for 15 years. In fact, every person who was part of this Leela of the Lord, the Vrindavan Leela of the Lord, were chosen just like Krishna chose the people whom he wanted to play with, whom he wanted to sport with, the gopis and the gopalas and the cows, and way back in Dwapara Yuga it was the same. And it was happening in such inexplicable manner, it was happening in such mysterious manner. Every story of the early days of Vrindavan is simply enigmatic.
Baba Murari.
Vrindavan ke Sai Murari, and this Vrindavan Leela of the Lord goes on. In fact, you heard earlier Brother Naveen narrating how Swami took interest in every little detail of their life. What they eat, what they wear, when they get up, what they should do, where they should go, how they should go, how they should study, how they should start everything during their routine with a prayer. And Swami also used to visit the classrooms during the academic sessions, and there were so many occasions where Bhagwan so subtly, so overtly, covertly was trying to ensure, trying to bring into the minds of these young hearts and minds the confluence of science and spirituality. Even as they were learning secular education, Swami wanted that it should be based on the foundation of spirituality. And in fact, when we were having this discussion, suddenly Brother Kiran Patel recollected a very beautiful anecdote that happened in those times, which for him was a very, very revealing moment.
Once there was this chemistry lecture that was going on. It was in a laboratory, you know, because we were short of space. So chemistry lectures also were done in a laboratory.
Okay.
And Swami walks in, and next to me there was a empty chair, you know. And as soon as Swami came in, everybody got up, the lecture stopped. And he said, no, everybody sit down. You carry on. And then Swami just sat next to me, you know.
Oh.
And then there were all these chemicals.
So he was sitting in the ordinary chair, student chair.
Yes.
Student's chair.
Yeah. And then Swami, when the lecture was going, quietly Swami asked me, you know, without anybody else knowing, that what is this chemical? I can't remember what chemical it was.
Okay.
And then I mentioned what the name was. Then Swami asked me, what is it made of?
Uh-huh.
Probably it was copper sulfate, I don't know. So I said, copper sulfate, Swami. And then Swami said, so what does it contain? So I went into scientific sort of direction. And I said, Swami, it's molecules.
Yes.
What is beyond the molecules? Swami asked me. I said, Swami, atoms. What is beyond atoms?
Oh.
I said, Swami, there would be a nucleus, there would be electrons around.
So you said all that.
I said all that. Then Swami said, electrons? What is beyond electrons? Then I went quiet. Then Swami just whispered to me, God. So he said, God.
Oh, wow.
And then he just walked away, you know.
Wow.
It's effectively trying to integrate the academic education that we were taught.
So the regular teacher was telling me the secular knowledge.
Right. Yeah.
Here was the divine teacher giving us the spiritual knowledge and the in-depth knowledge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that is the uniqueness of Swami's educational system.
Wow.
So that was just one instance, and there are many more such instances which we will be having in this series, Learning with Love in Vrindavan. As I mentioned before, in June 2019, in the Vrindavan campus, we have the Golden Jubilee celebration, 50 years of the campus being there and helping and training and transforming generations of students onto the Sai path, onto the path of love, onto the path of truth, onto the path of walking with a head that thinks righteously and a heart that always beats with compassion. And there are scores of students, hundreds of students. In fact, the stories are unending, but we will definitely in the coming episodes of Outside Inside Deep Inside share with you many more such precious nuggets of divine interactions. And probably this will give us a glimpse of how Swami wanted a new society where, as Bhagwan always mentioned, that the head should be like Shankara and the heart should be like Buddha and the hand should be like Janaka. So this is how Swami wanted this modern generation, and he set up this beautiful experiment in Vrindavan, and which later became the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. So we'll continue this series in the coming episodes of Outside Inside Deep Inside. Today, if you notice, I played for you two bhajans, Krishna Madhava and the bhajan Miranath Hari Giridhari, and both these bhajans, the word Vrindavana Sanchari or, you know, Vrindavana Leela. So you had the word Vrindavan coming, Vrindavana Vihari. So you had this word Vrindavan in these bhajans, and there are so many very beautiful bhajans which take you back to Vrindavan. So dear listeners, well, here is an opportunity for you to engage with this program. So please feel free to send us the list of bhajans that you have spotted where the word Vrindavana comes. Vrindavan or Vrindavana, Vrindavana Chandana, Vrindavana Vihari, Vrindavana Sanchari. So please go through in your mind, sing to yourself all those beautiful bhajans where the word Vrindavan comes, and send us your responses. As always, you can write to listener@radioside.org, or more convenient way is through WhatsApp. You can send in your responses to 9393258258. So I look forward to your responses on the bhajans which sing the glory of Vrindavan, which sing of Bhagwan as the beautiful one who was in Dwapara Yuga, who's now come down as Sai Krishna in Kali Yuga. Send us your responses to 9393258258. And before I leave you, let me play for you a bhajan which Bhagwan himself used to sing, where the word Vrindavan comes. And with that, we pray to Bhagwan to help us continue this series. I'll see you next time with another bouquet of anecdotes from the beautiful days of Vrindavan. Thank you so much. Sadam.
कोना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। छोड़ दो हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो, गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, अरे गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ, वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ, दिल में बसने वाली साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ।